We've got live music in Studio S here today. Our performer is Maika Ling. She's a cellist, a banjo player, and a vocalist. Her upcoming album, debut album, is about to be released. She's going to perform a song now called Little Pink. It's Maika Ling. Maika Ling, our performer here live in Studio S today on WKAR's Current State. You just heard Little Pink, and we welcome Maika Ling to the microphone.
Thank you.
It's been so much fun to hear you today. You have a wonderful voice.
Thanks.
And you're really talented on the other. You've got to be the America's only cellist banjo player.
I
would think you're not. You actually know of somebody else who also?
I do. Yeah, I mean,
it's a pretty small club, I would think. I bet you they can't sing as well as you, though.
I don't know.
Don't know? You just blew past your Kickstarter goal of $6,500 mm-hmm. to make your first solo album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago did you realize you really had to record a solo album?
Well, I've been part of many other projects in the past as kind of a backing musician, and just in the last maybe year or two, I kind of have decided that I wanted to have something that was my own, that I was kind of the lead on, that I had the final say. Part of it is combating my quarter-life crisis a little bit and
okay.
saying I'm going to do something really productive and power through that. Part of it is just kind of, my producer, Chris Bathgate, coined the term an awareness of your own mortality. And, you know, as an old-time musician, I'm constantly aware of my own mortality. So leaving a lasting record of me, basically, was very appealing to me as well. Those are the two biggest reasons.
So old-time music, I mean, is it dominated by the banjo? How do you categorize describe old-time music for us?
Well, when I say old-time music to people, that term doesn't often, you know, bring the spark of recognition to their eyes. I generally have to say, you know, it's kind of like bluegrass, which to an old-time player makes us, you know, cringe a little bit to have to make that comparison because they're very different. Old-time music generally is slower than bluegrass. The banjo playing style is very different. What you heard me playing was a clawhammer style, whereas in bluegrass you have that three-finger style that, you know, that kind of sound. There's very driven by fiddle and guitar, and yeah,
does a cello have a place on an old time song?
I
have not linked those two together in my own mind.
That is a very important question, and that's something that is a very big driving force in my record. If you look at kind of string bands of the past, and when I say past, I mean previous century, early 1900s and late 1800s, you see cello acting kind of both as a bass and a guitar in one instrument because it does have that low bass tone, but also can act as a rhythm instrument when you use your bow in different ways. So it kind of fell out of vogue somewhere between then and now. Mm. There's a big, you know, it's a long time to be able to have something not be as in fashion. But you see that resurging a lot in kind of contemporary old-time music, and that's something that I really want to highlight because this is my first instrument. That's my first love, and this is the music that I love. So being able to pair them and show that there is a place for this instrument and this musical form is really important to me.
It's so funny to look at the labels that evolve for different kinds of music. You were talking about old-time music, and then we talked about your cello playing, and I was reminded of there's actually a genre out there called chamber grass, which is some bizarre conglomeration of bluegrass and chamber music, obviously, with strings, kind of a slower approach to traditional bluegrass. But I'm just making a point on how interesting some of these genres can evolve.
The
fusions,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, who plays on your solo album with you? Do you use a lot of other players?
I am in this record. I've kind of been highlighting them through the Kickstarter and posting updates about who they are. They're all dear friends of mine and just excellent players. I have, I'm playing a little bit of banjo, but my friend Eli Strauss, who's an MSU student in the doctoral program right now, is going to be playing banjo. And then Chris Bathgate, who's also producing the record, will play some piano and some auxiliary percussion. I have two people that are going to be percussive dancers, which is another facet that's really important to me in the world of old-time music.
Okay.
We'll be recording the sounds of their feet as percussion, basically. They can make some really complex foot patterns. That's Becky Hill and Nick Garris. And then
Dubbed in or recorded live?
A mixture of the two. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to kind of get in the studio and see how it feels. You know, if we feel like we should do everything live or if it makes more sense to do it as overdubs. Then I have Laurel Primo and Sam Cooper playing fiddle and Michael Beauchamp playing guitar and Michael Earlywine playing mandolin.
And what is the timetable for the album? Is it out now? Is it coming out soon?
It will probably not come out until the fall. It's going to be recorded in early March. As this is my first record, I wanted to give myself plenty of time to think about album design and promotion. And most of the songs, as was the one that I just played, are extremely sad and very, you know, love lost and someone murdered, you know, Valentine's Day kind of stuff. And so I didn't really feel like that was a summer album. You don't listen to that in the summer necessarily.
You're going to play us out here. What are you going to play for us?
This is a tune that I kind of made up I called Davy's Ditty for a friend of mine.
Davy's Ditty.
Yeah.
Michael Ling on Current State. And that's our show for today. I'm Mark Bayshore. Have a happy Valentine's Day. You've been listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR.